The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours of Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, George!
It's Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining, old mirth-amating, old perky whimsical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for August 31st, 2010. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the day of the fine armor, the girl downstairs, and the reason we have a journey this morning at the top of the show is Alexandra!
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today, Oakland?
Very good.
Very good?
Well, let me just say good.
Well, I haven't heard you say very good in a while. What's
going
on?
Well, I thought I'd switch it up a little and surprise you.
Woo-hoo! We're kicking the emotions up a notch. Bam! Getting out the old spice weasel.
Dave, you know, you could get arrested for that in a couple countries.
As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel. That's G-U-K. .OGR, that's the OGR channel on the GUK server, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, Eloquent Jenna's videos, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org.
You look for any excuse to pull out that spice weasel.
The spice weasel. Bam!
Is that anything like beating badgers?
With a big stick.
Okay.
That can make a great song.
What?
Beating badgers with a stick. No, maybe not.
You need a different melody.
Sounds like something that can go to hard rock or something. Beating badgers with a stick! Ah!
There you go.
Nonsense, start. Is what I say.
It's a start.
By the way, did you happen to see the post announcement for the show this week?
No.
I just try to do something funny every time. So let me read this off to you.
Something about, all I saw was, why? What?
Wait, what? Join us this week as Elquin and Jethel ramble aimlessly about, join us this week as Jethel and Elquin ramble aimlessly and without direction or purpose about random topics, which we may or may not include EverQuest 2. Where we're certain to start ranting and raving about different subjects, thoughts, and ideas that we may or may not be passionate about. We were going to preach apathy, but no one seems to care. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show. Basically, I had absolutely no topic for this week, so just we're talking about everything and nothing at the same time.
Why is that?
Why is what? Why don't we have a topic for this week?
Yeah.
Because I put the show together 15 minutes before I come home.
You need to stop that. I keep telling you, we need to do stuff.
Well,
you just go, yeah.
Well, you know, we tried doing scripted shows and, you know, having a game plan.
We don't have to do scripting shows.
We've tried having game plans before, and it just falls flat. I like the spontaneity.
Yeah, but we still gotta try.
I suppose. I mean, okay, we...
I think people would want us to go out and do some more, you know, NPC interviews.
Yeah, I think we could start doing those again, doing some nice interviews with an NPC. We got to figure out something that we haven't done that might be interesting. You know, we just
sponsors.
Yeah, sponsors, we can do that again. You know, the Death of Silverwing show is brought to you by EQTraders.com. Or something like that. Imagine us just walking up to a random guard. Excuse me, sir. What do you think about the Overlord being back in Freeport? Things were better under the Thexians. Guard was just murdered right in front of us.
That'll teach him. Yeah, what was up with that? I haven't been back to Freeport. Is
the guards are back up to level.
Yeah.
So,
what about the Citadel? Is it back up in the air, or is it still crashed?
I think the last time I was there, it was still on the ground.
You want me to go over and check?
I believe they had a team of orcs in West Freeport cleaning the place up. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and check it out, I'm going to head that way myself. No, wait. Here comes the newest running gag on the Jethel Silverwing show. Let's jump off of Jethel's skiff and see where we end up.
Yeah, that's true.
One day last week, I jumped off my damn skiff and it nowhere popped me.
Where? I forgot.
At the entrance to Vishen's Peak.
Mm.
Got my ass handed to me. So jumping off the skiff, you know, I thought maybe they were going to do random, random mid-level zones. No. I guess any outdoor zone is fair game.
I would say so.
Okay, well, it dropped me in the Thundering Steps this time.
So on the docks?
No. If you get dropped in a zone that has a Wizard Spire, you end up at the Wizard Spire. So I'm at the Thundering Steps Spire.
So you're saying that maybe in Skyfire, the entrance to Vishon's Peak is really camouflaged Wizard's Spire.
I have no idea. I mean, I haven't hit Skyfire twice in a row, so I don't know if it's going to drop me in the same place. But every time that it's dropped me in Thundering Steps, it's been at the Wizard's Spire.
You could almost place your bets, you know?
Hmm. Now, Lyra is saying, where is the skiff? Well, the skiff, you know, for those of us who got... It was only the Platinum Pass people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the...
And those who bought the Platinum goodies, you could actually buy the goodies that the Platinum people were getting, even if you had a Silver or Gold Pass.
Ah, I see. But yeah, if you attended the fanfare, you got access to the Sky Skiffs first. I understand there are going to be more housing available in the near future, possibly with the next expansion. But folks who got who were at the fanfare this year got it first. So the Sky Skiff is basically the big flying boat, the airship that takes you from Sinking Sands to the Moors of Ishisha.
Mm-hmm.
So the premise is, you know, this thing's a house. You can't go below deck, unfortunately. But what you can do is build all around it, as long as you lay down a foundation first. So what I did was I used the house layout editor, and I created a large foundation about 100 feet above the boat. While my Z level, the up and down, is at 101, so I'm figuring 100 feet. So I did that, and then you just lay out your walls and stuff like that. And I'm building my own house up there, and I've been told by the folks who have seen it that it looks really good. But yeah, so the whole premise is the Sky Skiff and the area surrounding it is circling Norrath. So when you jump off of it, instead of taking, you know, you can take the, they have a little node there, so you can click and go. If you're on the Kinos side, then you go to Kinos. If you're on the Freeport side, you go to Freeport. But if you jump off of it, it's circling the globe, and you're going to get dropped in whatever outside zone that you're over at the that it figures you're over at the time.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a pattern to it.
Don't know. I mean, I've been to the Enchanted Lands, Skyfire, Thundering Steps twice now, I think. It dropped me in Antonica once, but I really haven't, I mean, I could just go back to my house and try jumping again. But, yeah, it's supposed to be, it's just supposed to be random as long as it's an outdoor zone.
Okay, I'm in, West Freeport.
Okay, so you're in West Freeport.
And I'm standing on the pile of rubble just below the, let me back up a little bit. I'm a little too close here to see, look up.
Okay.
And yeah, the guards are 95, but oh yeah, the Citadel's still leaning, it's on the ground.
Okay.
It's not orcs, it's ogres.
Oh, ogres, I thought it was orcs.
No, there's ogres, there's trolls out here, there's dark elves, and they're all called
constructions.
Scripted laborer.
Okay, laborer.
Unscripted laborer.
All right. So they have ogres and trolls cleaning
all
up
all races the are constricted.
Constructed.
Constricted. C-O... Hang on a second. That is the name. Constricted.
Okay.
Scripted. Conscripted.
Okay, conscripted. All right.
See? I'm okay. And Tiaro is out here.
Well, she can go around over there without getting killed, so...
Yeah, well, I could probably have Cammy at this point. There's no guards right close. I mean, the biggest, baddest one is up on the walkway. The rest of them are gray. I could probably stand here. Not get my butt kicked.
Okay, so they're working on the cleanup.
Yeah,
I would say, when is Velios supposed to be coming out?
Didn't they say February?
Okay. That's probably when the Citadel is going to be put upright, I think.
Well, that's an awful lot of work.
Well, you know, gigantic Citadel, I mean, just crashed into the city. They're cleaning
right now up. They're just trying to clean up the stone and the wood and the mess here.
Right. And then they have to work on getting it, then the mages.
Float it back up in the air if they can.
Yeah, the mages and those guys will have to float it back up into the air and stuff. But I would say...
Now, that would make a good event. You know that?
They're not going to let you watch it happen, hon.
No, I mean, like, doing the druid rings and stuff. People see Freeport would have to band together to help put the Citadel back up. You know what I'm saying?
That would be cool, but if they haven't implemented that already, they probably didn't think about it.
Well, they might have thought of it, but not sure how. Besides, this is just the cleanup crew. What's this guy up here? Oh, yeah, all right. He's fine. He's not going to hurt me either. I'm just checking all the guards around. But I don't know. I thought it would be interesting.
Yeah, I think some kind of in-game event to help raise the Citadel would be good, too. But that would pretty much only be a Freeport effort, though. You know, why in the world would Kinos want to help in that?
Well, we might.
The bastards.
No. I don't know. Well, Queen Antonica, or Antonia, said we were supposed to, you know, having Lucan back in power over Freeport was better than not having him there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm back up in my skiff. I'm going to jump again and see what happens.
It's Zone Roulette.
Here we go.
A chat roulette. Zone roulette. Now, I was just wondering if maybe there's some sort of pattern.
The hell?
What?
It just dropped me in our guild hall. It just dropped me in the friggin' guild hall. Okay. Let's port back to the house
that
and do it again.
You must be over Antonica at that point. So I guess there isn't a set pattern of anything.
Maybe not.
But that would have been interesting, you know. 12 o'clock, it's always over this zone, and 1 o'clock, it's over this zone, or something. So, but, okay. It was a thought.
Okay, I'm now being dropped in Antonica.
Well, then it was coming from the ocean then. Mm-hmm. And the closest landmass would have been... Go back up to your skiff and jump again.
I can't port back to the guild hall that quick. But anyway, but yeah, I went to Antonica, and I'm at the spires. So if the zone has spires, you'll be ported to the spires.
Okay, so before that was Thundering Steps?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, let's look at the map.
So Thundering Steps, then our guild hall, then Antonica. What would be next?
I'm looking.
World Zone.
Well,
I don't know. Kunark, maybe, or Phaedra. Because we're heading that in that direction.
I would say probably Zek or Enchanted Lands.
Maybe.
Because you were coming, because you probably came from the Fira. I would like to see you go back up as quickly as you can and see where you drop off. If it's going in that pattern, I would say possibly Zek, then Everfrost, Lava Storm, Enchanted Lands. I don't know.
It's going to take
but
me a
then,
while.
But then how does it take into... because I'm not seeing the Overrealm.
No, because you'd be under the Overrealm. You wouldn't be going up that high.
Yeah, but how else did it drop you in... Well, there's Kunark. So yeah, that might...
It would really suck if it actually dropped you in the middle of the ocean, but we know that ain't going to happen.
My educated guess would be that you're going to land in either Zek or Enchanted Land. Hmm. And then my guess after that would be either Everfrost or Lava Storm.
Right.
But not Everstorm or Lava Frost, okay?
Exactly. Well, I got word from the folks about my CPAP machine.
Right.
And should be getting it on Friday, according to the tracking information. Can't come too soon. I was fighting to stay awake on the way home today.
Well, that's not good.
No, not good. So, Friday... You know what I think would be kind of neat? If you could actually look up in the sky and see it.
What?
Like, I'm running in Antonica right now. It'd be kind of cool if I actually saw a skiff in the sky.
That would be kind of cool. But then the way the speed that skiff moves, I don't think that'd be feasible, because it is traveling quite fast. One moment you're in Thundering Steps, and the next moment you're landing in the Guild Hall and then in Tonica. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's moving through the zones pretty fast, if there's a pattern.
If there's a pattern, I don't know. But I'm going as fast as I can.
His little legs are running.
Well, that, the spire is way out there, you know, and I'm having to run back here.
I know.
So.
Anyway.
While we're doing that.
Yes.
Let's see. We do have some birthdays that we need to announce.
That's true.
Let me get my notes out here.
He's getting his notes out.
Notes. Okay. Birthdays that are on my Facebook, anyway. If we missed your birthday, by all means, shoot us a tell or say something in the chat channel there, and we will wish you a happy birthday. Character by the name of Veldor. That one was emailed to me. Veldor. And to Skydancer. Was last week. Scott Hartman. Who used to be with Sony. What did he do?
He was the producer at one point.
Okay, he was a producer.
He took over about just after we left for WoW.
And
it's because of Scott's guidance of EQ2 is what brought us back.
Ah, all right.
Because he got in there and worked with people to change things.
He shook things up.
So, Scott Hartman and the big man himself, John Smedley. His birthday was, I think, 2 days ago.
Yeah, I think so. It was over the weekend, I thought.
Mm-hmm. So, happy birthday to you folks, and we're going to go ahead and have a visit from the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, happy birthday to you folks there. Apparently, Veldar says thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back at the skiff.
Yeah, somebody's eating gelatinous cube jelly in the channel.
Oh, no!
Lyra's going crazy.
Come on, that one.
I don't know where you get it from. It's a food, but it's not crafted. Sweet gelatinous dessert that comes in a variety of flavors.
Really?
It's level 100?
Wow.
Saturation high, duration 30 minutes. That looks like guide food. Uh-oh.
What?
The hell? Lucan's Knight? Oh, well, I saw a guard moving behind me.
Lucanic. That is the highest rank of Freeport Guard, I believe.
Okay, well, I saw a guard walking by.
Yeah.
Oh, he talks. I'm going to go talk to him.
Okay, you go talk to him. I'm jumping off the skiff. Oh, shit. Oh, I hope I'm going to land someplace good. I forgot to hit camo. Okay, I'm landing in the Enchanted Lands now. So how does that match up with the map? Let's see here.
Well, he says hello to me. Where'd you land?
In Enchanted Lands.
I said that was going to be one of the places. So it probably swung by Zek. Enchanted Lands.
Well, that would be making a U-turn then.
Well, maybe it did. You don't know. And maybe it'll swing up to Lava Storm and then Everfrost and then go to the bottom of the map. And hit Kunark and stuff like that.
Maybe. I mean, that's a question we can pose to the... to our buddies at Sony, see if there is a pattern, or is it completely random? Because I don't know.
But the knight at least waved at me and said hello. I don't know if he said anything nasty to me.
A Lucanic knight said hello to you?
Yeah, he waved at me!
You must be a traitor!
No.
Oh, okay.
But level 90 does, you know... does have it perks, you know.
Well, it just makes it so that particular guard doesn't want to kill you.
Yeah, well, he's not attackable anyway. He's a quest knight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
He's white named.
All right, that's different.
So I wonder if he's involved in some sort of quest or something. I don't know.
You have some new friends in the game.
Yes, I do.
Or I should say you have friends who are new to the game.
Friends who are new to the game. Yes.
I'm standing right in front of Sir Thomas right now. I'm going to wave to him. Hello there.
They don't listen yet, so...
I'll tell them to tune in.
But they can't. They're sort of restricted on their bandwidth.
Okay.
But
so you've corrupted a couple people from work.
I never corrupted them. They were playing WoW to start with, but they became upset with WoW, and they were wanting to try something else. They've been wanting to try EverQuest for over half a year now, but we're having problems getting it downloaded on their laptops and stuff. So they finally got it working, and now they're in.
Yay!
And they've got a bit of a learning curve.
Well, yeah, I mean... EverQuest 2 is different from EverQuest 1. And, of course, one of the problems they came up with was they started learning the game, and then they changed the damn UI on them.
Yeah.
With the last game update.
they weren't even in for a week, and it changed on them, so it kind of threw them both for a loop again. Well, they're just learning stuff now.
Oh, I'm being told by Clorny that you get that jelly from the city fairs.
That's coming up soon.
That'll be tomorrow. And yeah. We're guessing Freeport.
I'll have to go load up on some jelly.
I'm kind of hoping...
Gelatinous cube jelly.
Gelatinous cube jelly. Yes. I'm actually really hoping that it is Freeport because I want to get some black tiles for my house.
Speaking of houses, I'm going to have to do something.
What's that?
My house is completely, utterly full. 700 objects.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
We're being told that looks like the... Zam is... Alakazam's is saying Nariak.
That'd be fun. Isn't that red?
No, purple. Or blue or something like that. The red ones are from Gorwin.
All right.
And no, I'm sorry, Matharius. I do not have any white tiles to trade for your black ones. Sorry. Ready for me to jump off the skiff again?
Yep. Okay, let me pull up the map. My bet is you're going to land... It's been a while. I want to say you're going to land in the Fade Arc.
All right. Let's give it a try. Jumping. This is a really long way down. Survey says, Jarthus Wastes, so Kunark.
So it skipped it, so it went in this sort of a pattern.
Well, maybe it took me too long to get back.
That's a possibility. It was going to be my next skip.
Shit!
What?
God.
You died.
Damn it, it dropped me in front of Vishen Speak.
Oh, man.
Run.
Escape!
I can't, it's not up yet. I'm going to die.
Bet you ran fast.
I do. Doesn't help me when things are stunning me, though. I think I may be getting away here. See, I jumped, I was camouflaged, or stealthed, however you want to say it. But the problem is, I was also,
they see through invisible.
Yeah, those dragon guys.
Yeah, there's no getting around them. You have to run. The way to get into Vishen Speak is a dead run, and you hit the door, and you hope you can get inside before you die. Okay. And then if you see somebody else doing that, you run right behind them.
Yeah, let them get aggro.
Or you kill your way to the door. You kill everything on your way to the door, which I could do.
Okay, well, I got away from them this time. And now, 5 seconds later, escape is up.
Never fails.
Run like a troll late for dinner. I like that.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah. And with purpose. Okay. So I will get back to the guild hall and go back to the house. By the way, if anyone wants to come by and see what I've done... Oh, you know, it would probably help if I unlock the house. As soon as I get back to the house, I'll make it visitable again. Gusto and mustard. I know what mustard is. What was gusto? It's a kind of weird mustard, I think.
And just to let you know, Whisker Whistle's Barbershop is still open for business in Freeport.
Okay,
it's just up the street from the wreckage. I kind of like standing up here on this wreckage, watching all these workers. I feel like the overlord here, you know. Lift that barge.
Tote saw that wood.
Smash that rock.
And stuff.
There's a couple dark elves out here. They got kind of cute. I mean, they got... Well, they're hardly wearing... I mean, they're no shirts. Well, they got the laborer shirts on, which, you know. Anyway.
Okay, well, my house is now open for visitors. If anyone wants to come, some South Kinos on Bale Court, right in between the two manors. You see a little pillar there with a skiff thing. You need to come up and see what I've done. I've changed it since you've been here.
All right. I will. I think it's funny that if I'm in Freeport, I can't get to your skiff, even though I'm a good person. I have to go all the way back. I think it's weird. I think they should have made access. Well, but then that would make... No, I think it should have been access to either or.
Well, they also didn't want the houses to be a quick step from Kinos to Freeport. So, whatever.
How would it? If you leave it, you still, you know... Oh, well, I guess you'd still have to say which one you'd go to.
Right.
But if you're evil, it should have defaulted to Freeport.
Me.
But, okay.
You know, it's just like the magic houses that, you know, that you have at the library. Freeport is Freeport, and Kinos is Kinos. It's probably for database clarity.
Well, I need to figure out something to do with all my stuff. I mean, the most important stuff is my books and all my Heritage Quest items.
Books!
And all my, you know... Know Your Gnolls and Know Your Giant type, you know, quest stuff.
Lore and Legend and stuff like that.
Yeah, so if I take just that, I still have quite a bit. Even though the books don't count, I know I have at least 100 items in the other two that I mentioned. And then after that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't...
Oh, and Chromie, who is now visiting me up here, and Tamriel... Just noticed something. It is an issue, and I'm going to mention it here and hope that some of the devs or whoever is in charge of this kind of thing can look at it. You can't target anything up here, or at least as far as you know. I've built 100 feet above the boat.
Want me to go through that with you again?
No, huh?
I don't think you were meant supposed to build 100 feet over the boat.
No, you probably weren't supposed to. But if you need to target anything, you have to scroll back and basically look straight down. And sometimes even that doesn't work. And sometimes it only works from certain angles. So, I don't know if it's something that they can work on or whatever. I mean, even to use the guild door, I have to scroll back and aim almost straight down to use it. Which, of course, makes it almost impossible to hang paintings on the walls. And it does make it virtually impossible to hang any lanterns or...
Still saying, if you belt level off to the side of the skiff, I don't think you'd be having these issues.
No, probably not. Probably not. I mean, this isn't an unlimited space. I'm probably pretty close to the ceiling on this place. Know what I mean?
Well, then, that's probably why you're having the issues, and it's not something they're going to address right away, because you're going beyond the boundaries of what they expected the zone to do.
I am the Jethel, and you will appease me! Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, you have...
I mean, you had to build above the skiff. I mean, you should have just built next to the skiff.
You know, like I've said for the last couple of weeks on the show, I don't like the skiff. The skiff is not me. It's very gnomish.
Okay,
gnomes
fine.
Love it.
Here's what they should do. They should just create an empty zone.
Well, hell, I told that to the dev team 2 years ago.
Just put the sky in there and a see-through ground and let them have at.
Mm-hmm. No, I made that suggestion to them at the 2009 fanfare. I said, you know what would be really great if we just had an empty zone? Just a base floor, and let us build our own stuff.
Make the floor invisible. Sort of like that, the little mini zones that you get ported into when we were building the spirals and the druid rings. It was like a void bubble.
Mm.
I don't remember it having a floor. I mean, it was a see-through floor.
Mm-hmm.
My idea is for them to make a little island. You know, put the zone walls up so they can't, you know, like they do in the regular oceans. There's only so far you can go. make it a ocean that you can swim in.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And just make a little dirt island.
Dirt.
Throw a few trees up. I don't know. People will build from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a brainstorm when I was redoing my my little grove area here off to the side. So I put my my hot spring in, of course. I have to have that. And, like, God, people are just going to fall off the edge here. What can I put here? What can I put here? Then I had the idea of I took the crude stone benches and I flipped one up on its side using the house decorator, the house editor.
Yeah.
So now it's an easy way to make natural looking stone walls. So that's always cool. It looks good. I like it.
Because, you know, I think house decorating falls into a couple of categories. There's the one where people like to take items to create other items out of them. When that grew out of the fact that we didn't have a lot of things, like fireplaces. So we got real creative and we started building fireplaces. And the next thing you know, we're building, you know, fish tanks and organs and to play the type you play with the pipes, not the other type.
Right.
And caves. Did you see that one guy that took the one house and they put stone on and he turned it into a freaking cave?
Oh, yes. I've been in there. Very nice.
So, you know, there's that type who are more interested in what can I use in-game to create different objects. Like,
well,
and we know a friend of ours whose name we are not going to mention, who's created a train.
Yep.
A tinkered train on the skiff. I mean, I can give you the name of so you can go see it. I'll have to go back to Kinos, and I will. And it's incredible. I mean, they have to get used to the house editor in order to flip some of the gears around so all the wheels are going in the same direction. But other than that, it's like, this is cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so that we have the creative people who want to build their own house or make their own trains and so on and so forth. And then there's the other type who just like to decorate the house really nice, you know, with curtains. Mm-hmm.
Well, then you always run into the, okay, I like building my own stuff. This looks really neat. But, God, I wish I can get it in one piece because now I'm taking up all the spots in my house. You know, that's, you know, so that's when they come out with the bedroom sets and they, now we have basins with mirrors and stuff like that, you know.
And Damiel is working on a toilet, thank God. We only have one in.
She's working on a toilet?
Yes.
Wow.
Remember Fanfare? Somebody said something, you know, we've got everything else for the bathroom, where's the John?
The only
bathroom in the entire Norath that I know of is in Stormhold.
Yep.
That's it. And it's really gross in there. There's slime all over the place.
The poo has been there for so long, it's become sentient.
Yes, it has.
That's what the slime is down there.
Is that what it is? Ghost poo?
It's living poo. Oh, and by the way, if you come to my house and you start looking around and stuff, do not go beyond the trees. There's nothing there, and you will fall. Luckily, the skiff is there, and if you have feather fall or something like that, you might be able to reach the skiff before you zone out. Reminds me. Yeah, I need to hit a mender at some point.
I think my friends are listening.
Are they?
Sir Thomas, if you end up hearing me, just say something to me in channel. We'll see. They're trying.
We will see.
No, sometimes they're asking me questions I don't know. One of them was having problems with a writ today. They were level 20.
Uh-huh.
And the writs that they had were looking for recipes I don't think they had yet. And he's listening. So I go to Tim Mom's site, and I forgot she took all the books down because they've all changed again.
Yeah.
So they have to... I mean, there isn't any place that I know of anymore that has a list of what's in all the recipe books per level, since they've changed. Do you know of any place? I don't even think Wiki has it. No, Leroy's saying they don't. Maybe that's something...
No, I don't know of any.
Maybe that's something, you know, one of us, somebody, one, us, you, them, whatever, should start doing again. Because I think they've stabilized again. God. I think for a while.
God, this is funny.
What?
Tamriel and Chromie just went through the trees after I told them not to.
That's sort of like telling people don't push the red button.
Yeah. No, they went on the other side of the trees, and I did have one rug left over in that area. So they're on top of it, and I just took the rug away.
Fine!
Tamriel went down, and then Chromie's like,
I'll save you! You're mean. You're just cruel.
Yeah. And your point being what?
Jeez. All right, I'm going to get back to the guild hall. I'm done watching these workers out here in Freeport.
All right.
I'll come back and Shanghai one to my house later. But I really do want a Hallis house. I just haven't decided if I just want to straight out buy it or keep my magical house, create an alt, and move my most important things over there. But the most important things to me are the hardest ones to move.
Yeah.
You know, the books and the other stuff. They're all no trade items, so I have to ferry them over.
Yeah. Moving your
and then
house
once
would
I
be
do
one.
That, they're going to be pretty much stuck there.
Yeah. Now, moving your house is going to be a gigantic pain in the ass.
But this way, then, I could keep my magical house as sort of like a storage unit, I guess. Another storage unit. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when you go to visit me in house, it's under somebody else's name, not mine.
Well, you can always do like I did. I mean, my house in Freeport, I have listed as Jethel's house.
So you created a character called Jethel's House?
Yes. So if you go to the Jade Tiger Inn, you can go and visit Jethel's House. Actually, I probably haven't paid the upkeep on that in a long time. I haven't used that room in a long time. So anyway, yep, I got my house up here. I got my... Of course, the first thing I put together was the theater. And it looks good.
So, I'm going to ask in channel, do we have any scribes? Oh, alchemists out there.
Alchemists. I have no idea.
I think Trisha has an alchemist. Okay. Well, I need you to be on the alchemist because I need you to look up some spells and tell me what book they came out of. So, when and ever you're willing to go switch to your main, let me know. See, everybody's got an alchemist, but they're not on it right now.
Yeah. And you're also looking for...
And then somebody jumped... Someone jumped off the skiff and zoned into Tenebus Tangled. Now, that's the Overland.
Oh? Okay. I didn't think that was possible, but all right.
I think so. I mean, they have to go... I mean, that thing goes everywhere.
Okay, I'm jumping
so,
off.
So, from Kunark, then it goes to the Overland. It's still following the friggin' map.
Well, hon, it's been a half an hour since we've been following it, hon. I just jumped off the skiff, and I just ended up in Tenebris Tangle. Yeah.
Okay, and somebody else just jumped off and ended up in Tenebris Tangle.
So I don't think it's completely random, because Tamriel's here with me.
Okay, so now, if you go back through again, if you go back fast enough, your guys are going to either end up in the Morzali Kisha, Desert of Roe, or Feerot. I would say more of Akisha than Desert of Roe.
Okay, I'm going back real quick right now, heading to the guild hall. And we'll see where I end up.
It's just, he gets these jumps, he runs back, he goes back up, jumps again. This is funny. This is like lemmings.
Actually, scientifically speaking, lemmings do not commit suicide.
Okay, the recipes he was having problems with, it was harm touch and harm touch and mend. I forgot what level.
Okay, I am at Butcher Blog Mountains this time.
I'll find out what number.
Landing in Butcher Block. So how does that fit with your pattern?
You're at Butcher Block?
Yep, I just landed at the Butcher Block docks.
Ooh, now that breaks the pattern. Unless the Overwhelm, then you jump to the other side of the map.
Could be.
I don't know the pattern.
I can't quickly get back to the...
Enchanted Lands, Kunark, Overwhelm, Felwa. Okay. At this point, my next guess would be Common Lands.
Yeah, I can't quickly get back to the house, though. Why am I hearing what's in the box?
Because Eric's talking too loud.
Hint, hint.
Oh, I know.
Okay, let me see.
He was doing a level 20 writ. Let me go. Oh, it was Mend 3. Mend 3, and which one was the Harm Touch? What about Men 3? What book is Men 3 in? I bet you it's a level 20 book. Because what he was running into is he was getting the writs, but he didn't have them in the book.
Well, I don't think the writs are going to have advanced...
Okay, I'm getting back that both those spells should have been found in the Essence Book 20.
Essence 20,
which is a normal... Essence means normal book, okay? Advanced means it uses rares. So level 20 book. Yeah, and Aragon, if you want to, I would switch to the tune just to see. So where are you now?
I'm zoning into my skiff now. Okay, so where are you guessing now?
Where did you land last?
Butcher Block.
Ferdowood. Okay, I'm going to say Common Lands.
Okay, let's give it a shot. Jumping. Whee! Survey says Antonica.
Really?
So maybe it's not following a pattern.
Huh. That's interesting. I don't know.
Oh, well.
That was just my guess.
Yeah, that kind of killed the pattern. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. And what we're going to do, we're going to play a little game. We're going to play a little game. The person who wins this game is going to get the key to EverQuest. Well, the key to EverQuest. It is a key. It looks like a skeleton key. Could be pewter. I don't know what it is. But it looks like a skeleton key, and it has the EverQuest 2 logo on the handle. So I'll be giving one of those away when we get back. What I want people to do, Elkwin, say something in-game so they can send you a tell.
You mean in channel?
In the channel, yes. And what we're going to do is she is going to randomly pick a number. What she's going to do is slash random.
No, you are.
I am? Why me? You're the one picking it.
Oh, I'm going to have them send me the tell.
Fine.
Send me a tell with a number for between 1 and 100. And when we get back, I'll have Jethel do a random, and whoever's the closest, we'll get to play the game. And if they don't get it, well, then we will go to the next person that's closest. So, if you want to play, send me a tell.
Now, just to be fair, this is you're basically going to have you're going to answer a question of lore. Narathian lore. EverQuest 2 Narathian lore. So if you'd like to play, do a slash random or whatever, and send Elquinjena a tell with your number, and whoever gets closer to the number that I've already randomed will be playing. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a music break, and we'll be playing the game when we get back. Alrighty, we are back. And do we have a player? Hun?
We have lots of players.
We have lots of players. Alright.
So, our last chance, guys. If you want to get in on this, send me a tell with a number between 1 and 100. If you have done so already, do not send me another number in. This is if anybody else just wants to get in. Last call. And give him a couple seconds.
Last call. While we launch the cowapult. I think that landed on Holly Windstalker.
Oh, God, poor Holly.
That poor girl. Hey, while we're at it, do we want to launch the Tongapult?
Sure.
Tongapult away! Alright. So do we have okay.
Alright, I have one last one and I guess okay. Do a random 100. We're gonna close it.
Okay.
And now,
okay, I am sending you a tell with the number. And
no, say it out loud.
Oh, okay. Well, I got number 14. So who's closest?
14. That would be Archimoon. Archimoon.
Would you go ahead and spell that out in the channel?
I will do that. A R C T I C M O O N.
Arctic Moon. Arctic Moon, are you there in the channel?
They had 16.
All right. Oh, that's certainly close.
Arctic Moon, where are you?
Are you still there? There we go.
There we go. Okay.
Okay, now we have a question of lore.
And only let Arctic Moon answer, please, people.
And we'll see if Arctic Moon gets this correctly. There is also a follow-up question, which might get you an extra little thing being sent to you. So here is your question of Ratongan lore. In Ratongan lore, what lesson did Cheska learn in the Dance of the Ancients? What was the lesson learned in the Ratongan lore of the Dance of the Ancients? Gotta give her a little bit to think about this.
If they do not get it, then I will go to the next person in line, and they will have a shot to answer.
Okay, I'm giving her a minute to answer here, and I am timing this. Gotta give you a minute, and then we're gonna have to move on to somebody else. I don't want this to last all night. You have 30 seconds. 30 seconds. In Ratongan lore, what lesson did Cheska learn from the Dance of the Ancients?
No idea.
Arctic Moon has no idea. 15 seconds. Let you think about it for a few more seconds here, and then we're going to have to move on to the next person. Okay, we're going to have to... Okay, who was... Do you want me to random again?
The next person in... No, no. Tiraru? Tiaru? T-I-L-A-R-U.
All right, Tiraru. Same question. In Ratongan lore, what lesson did Cheska learn in the Dance of the Ancients? The Dance of the Ancients. It had nothing to do with kicking someone in the nuts.
In Ratongan lore, what lesson did Cheska learn? The Dance of the Ancients.
Just answer in channel.
Yep, just go ahead and answer in channel. I'm timing you here. Got about 30 seconds left. Now see, I wanted something that was going to be a challenge for people to answer. I'm sure Clorny knows this off the top of his head, because he's a lore guy. Nothing? We got nothing here? Tiraru? Okay, I'm afraid that's a minute. Who else did you have lined up there? Oh, wait. Oh, she got it.
Survival is in their own hands.
Survival is in their own hands. Close enough. The answer I was looking for was to save yourself. But, yeah, save yourself because Ratonga will only survive on the surface if they think of themselves first. But I think she got close enough on that one. So she wins the key to EverQuest. So basically what happened in that lore was Cheska was studying the Dance of the Ancients and going to perform it with a bunch of other Ratongas, and it was a competition of some kind. And she would practice, and she practiced, and she practiced, and she had the dance perfect. And then something happened, and she had to stop the dance to save another Ratonga.
Yep.
But she did the dance flawlessly. But the ancients came up to the elders said, "I'm sorry, we were going to pick you, but you stopped to save that other Ratonga. Because only if Ratongas think of themselves first will they survive on the surface." Now we have a follow-up question. We have a follow-up question.
Let's see if they can get it.
How was the music of the Dance of the Ancients described? What type of music was it? We'll see if she can get this one. How was the music described? It could be a trick question.
Same person has to answer.
Come on, Tiraru. She got it. There was no music. The music of the Dance of the Ancients is silence, because music would carry through the tunnels and lead the orcs to the Ratongas. So they had to dance in silence. So, as your follow-up prize, you will get a little keyring thing that says SOE Gamer.
There we go.
So you got a key to the key to EverQuest and a little keyring thing that says SOE Gamer. Congratulations!
And I'm going to shut my other thing off.
Other thing.
I had to open up a
Open a thing.
Yeah, I had to open up a different screen just for that, so I could keep track.
Clorny says they lost the stream, but no, we're fine here. This must have been lag on their issue, on their end. But so, congratulations, Tiraru, on winning a little lore trivia there.
And by the way, for those of you don't know, the book Dance of the Ancients can be found in... what is it?
I have no idea.
It's in Freeport. Is it... It's not West. It's not East. Is it East Freeport?
I have no idea.
East Freeport at the crafting place.
Okay.
It's upstairs.
East Freeport at the crafting place. And Lyra is linking the book right there. Offers the quest, Dance of the Ancients.
Yeah, I was looking for that, and it finally was in game, and I went and got it.
There you go.
So yeah, there's a main crafting area in Freeport. I want to say it's East Freeport. Yeah, it is, because the inn's over there.
All right.
And you go upstairs. It's one of the rooms upstairs. It's over on the floor, I believe, to the right of the room when you first enter it.
Okay.
There's two books up there, but the one I remember the most is The Dance of the Ancients.
Okay, I didn't actually do it. I just looked it up on
a
website.
Lyra is saying it's in West Freeport.
West Freeport.
Okay. Are you sure?
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. No. Can't be.
I don't know these things. I don't know. Lyra says West Freeport. Okay, so what else we got to talk about this week? This coming weekend, Labor Day weekend, 3-day weekend, double experience weekend.
Means I get to sleep in on Monday.
Yay, me too. But, what's that sigh for? Oh, man, Matt's going to be home.
No.
But, this will be, they're describing it as a true double experience weekend. They're not doing just 40 or 60%. You are getting 100% above normal experience.
You know what would even be better?
What's that?
If they had a 2-for-1 station cash weekend, too.
That would be good, too. But I don't remember seeing that being announced.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, say them all.
I have a $10 station cash hot in my hand right here. I won it at Fanfare. I got to spin the wheel.
And you want a double station cash weekend so you can turn that in.
You bet.
I don't blame you one bit.
I'll even go and buy another one.
Oh, hell yeah.
If they come up with a double cash weekend, 2-for-1, you know, I'll go buy one to add to that.
So let's see here. What am I doing? The welcome screen.
We went to the movies.
Yes. You and Eric saw Scott Pullman versus the World.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was pretty good. I think it was for a younger crowd.
Well, that's why I didn't go. It definitely seemed like a teen movie.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed it because it was good. You know, it was when they fought, they were like video game characters, and when he vanquished somebody, they turned into a pile of coins.
Oh God!
Which I thought was amusing. So, I don't know. I like it. There's a lot of one-liners. It's one of those movies I'm going to have to watch again to pick up some of these one-liners. I'm sitting there watching it, and people are laughing around me, and I'm not getting it.
Yeah, definitely but, for a younger crowd.
But it was good.
Okay.
I like the cinematography in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's one of those that I think we're going to get. I would like to watch it again.
And I went to go see, because I didn't think I was going to enjoy Scott Pilgrim. Sorry, I said Pullman earlier. It's Pilgrim. I went to go see The Last Exorcism.
Even though Smedley warned you.
even though Smedley warned everyone on his Facebook not to go see it, I like seeing things for myself. It wasn't 100% terrible. It was okay. It was slow to start. It was very slow. It was done. I really wish they'd stop doing this. You know, this rash of horror movies that this was a documentary that someone was shooting and we just found the lost tape. You know, and you're watching like raw footage. Please stop it. It doesn't make for a good movie, really. It worked okay for the Blair Witch Project, but just stop it. But yeah, this Pentecostal preacher, you know, deep south, you know, do you believe, you know, that kind of guy, is out to debunk exorcisms. He says he does them for money, and he does it for the psychological effect. The person needs a psychological, you know, needs to believe that they're not possessed anymore, so, okay, I go through the motions, and they believe that they're okay, therefore they're okay. Well, he comes across a real one, unfortunately for him. But it's him filming a documentary on how exorcisms are bullshit, basically. So it's very slow going, you know, nothing really happens, probably for a good half hour. And then it honestly starts getting watchable. And then it really starts, it starts getting interesting. Because you start seeing what's happening with the girl involved. And at one point, the camera crew goes to bed. But then the camera turns back on. And then as she passes by a mirror, you see that the girl, the possessed girl, has the camera. Then she kills a cat with the camera. I don't mean she swings it like a baseball bat. I mean she just lens side first, just beating a cat to death. But it became watchable. It became, you know, as a horror movie fan myself, I think it became enjoyable from a horror fan point of view until the end of the movie. I'm not going to spoil the end of the movie for anyone that really wants to see it. But if you could figure out 10 minutes before the movie ends, just leave. Just leave and you'll enjoy the movie a lot more. It's kind of like how I feel about the Return of the King from the Lord of the Rings series. The last half hour is completely pointless.
What?
The last half hour of the Lord of the Rings, where they're all saying goodbye to each other and Frodo and Bilbo get on the boat and shit like that. I could have done without all that. I could have been home a half an hour ago.
Alpha.
But anyway, but if you are a horror fanatic and you do like possession and exorcism type movies, it's slow going. It gets really good toward the middle. And then at the end, it just falls apart. It just falls apart at the end. And from all the, you know, I've said before, I don't pay attention to professional movie critics. I like to go to movies.yahoo.com because they allow the users to write their own critique of the movies. Everyone seems to say the same thing. It's slow going, gets good in the middle, and then falls apart. I think the whole cat thing was just more for shock value than anything.
Something that wasn't really needed.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing that got the priest involved and stuff was, you know, the girl's living on a farm. You know, an actual cattle farm, that kind of thing. And the cows are being slaughtered in the middle of the night.
So do you think it was a stupid movie?
No, I don't think it was a stupid movie. It was a stupid ending. They're all asking me to spoil the end of the movie. I'm not going to spoil the end of the movie. But horrible ending. Just... It was... Okay. Not a horrible ending. It's an ending that didn't fit the rest of the movie. It's like they took the ending from another movie and threw it in there.
Slapped it on.
It's like, no. I mean, they probably meant it as a twist. You know what I mean? But, no.
We almost didn't get to see Scott Pilgrim because it moved out of Marysville. The only place it had it was Everett.
Yeah, we had to travel quite a way to go see that movie.
Not quite a way, just a little bit further away.
Well, what I would consider
East Coast. On your East Coast standards, yes, we had to travel to Boston.
Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, you don't have to travel an hour to get anywhere in New England. You know, I was shocked as hell when I moved here and, hey, let's go see Mount St. Helens. Well, okay, it's a 4-hour drive.
What?
You can't drive 4 hours in New Hampshire in a straight line and still be in the state.
Jeez.
Boston, from Manchester to New Hampshire to Boston, Mass.
Everett's like 10 more minutes south.
Yeah.
From Marysville.
But, yeah, I mean, from Manchester, New Hampshire to Boston, Massachusetts, is under an hour on a good day. And that's pretty much the furthest I'm willing to drive most of the time. But anyway.
But we got to hang out at the mall.
Yeah, we haven't hung out at the mall in a
while. Oh, and then they had this, I haven't seen this before, it's probably other places, but it was new to me.
What's that?
Tells you how much I get out and around. Hmm. They had a cotton candy machine. Selling cotton candy, but a machine that you stick a couple bucks in, and it puts this little handle out, and it drops it down, and the thing opens up down below, and it's spinning, and the cotton candy spins around the little plastic stick, and it was okay. Well, I don't think it was $2 worth of cotton candy, but...
You know, you're paying for the convenience.
It was fun to watch.
It was bad. I've never really been a cotton candy fan, really. It's messy.
It wasn't messy.
It gets sticky.
Was it sticky?
Well, it can be. But
well,
I'm,
you eat it.
I'm just not a cotton candy fan.
The trick to eating cotton candy is, number one, you always use just two fingers. Number two, you pull off little chunks and roll it into a little ball big enough to fit in your mouth, not where it's going to hang over the side of your mouth.
But it's not cotton candy then.
Yes.
It's a cotton candy marble.
Well, no, you're not compacting it that much. You're grabbing too much. You're just grabbing enough that you can smoosh down a little bit and pop into your mouth. I can eat candy quite neatly, thank you very much.
I see. Okay, so, and we had Panda Express.
Yeah, we ate Panda.
I wasn't very thrilled with Panda Express this time around. They were out of what I wanted, so I settled for something else.
Well, that one is really not, the one in the mall is not really as good as the one down the road a bit in Everett.
Yeah.
That's a standalone mortar and brick building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think a lot of their stuff was overcooked.
Yeah.
But I do like their eggplant and tofu thing that they do. and I like their honey almond shrimp. That was good.
You said the T word on my show.
Tofu. Yeah, they cut their tofu in little chunks, and then I guess they fry it in some garlic oil or something, and it's really tasty.
Sorry.
Then they mix it in with the... slices of eggplant that are done nicely.
No, sorry, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. It's tofu.
I like it.
It doesn't naturally occur in nature.
Yes, it does, sort of.
No, it doesn't.
It's made of bean curd.
Bean curd. You know, just like, you know, there's no such thing as soy milk.
Yes, they go out every morning and they milk little soybeans. No.
Soy juice. But they can't sell soy juice, can they? Because you gag.
Yeah, but Lyra, if you're yaying for tofu, tofu's in the little cubes, and we eat them.
Gelatinous cubes. Yes, I like Lewis Black. He's cool.
What now? Panda Express here in Fort Wayne got shut down.
Ooh.
Illegal labor practices. That would only be legal in Nevada.
Ooh. Really?
Really?
Panda Express had topless cashiers, apparently.
And I'm being reminded to point out to you that pancakes don't occur in nature either.
Well, pancakes are yummy.
But they don't occur in nature either.
So what?
There's no such thing as a pancake tree.
Sure there is. I pick the pancake tree almost every Sunday. You know what I think would be really funny?
You make pancakes on Sunday.
You know what I think is really funny? Would be really funny if Domino is still listening. I think she'll get a kick out of this too. You know, I'm on the skiff. I'm on the deck of the skiff. And the giant fans are covered with a grate. I think it'd be funny if the smaller characters could actually fall through the grate and hit the fan blades for damage. That would be funny. Because I'm standing here with Jethel, and I'm in between the bars, and I'm not falling through. I just think it would be funny. Just, ow, fall out the other side, Evil.
Oh, and then, instead of the smoke coming out, little chunks of red. Yes, little chunks and red mist.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and now Saya's Hammer is open tonight. Saya's Hammer Roleplay Club is a Kara bar. Well, it used to be a Kara bar. Now everyone is invited. Try the Milk Plus. Milk Plus what? Milk Plus goodness, baby. Uh-huh. Run by Saya. Siamese, who we met at the fanfare.
Lyra wants to know if, smaller races like halflings. I figured anything that we could stuff down through the grate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I have to get evil again.
That's all right.
I have to do another tutor.
And Saya's Hammer, Nettleville. In Nettleville off of South Kinos, go to the inn and just look up Saya's Hammer. P-S-I-A. P-S-I-A. There we go. Saya's Hammer. I might go there a little later. I don't know yet.
You like some milk, huh?
Wow. I might jump off the skiff again.
Whee! I give up trying to guess where you're going to land. I can bring up the map and just take a stab at it. I'm going to take a stab at the map. I say you're going to end up in the Ferot.
Alright, let's find out.
I'm probably way off, but I'm just taking a stab at this.
Survey says, Moors of Akisha.
What we should do is get a bunch of people up on the skiff.
All jump at the same time.
No. And we'll have them jump every 5 minutes.
Hmm.
And see where they land. 5 to 10 minutes. I would say every 5 minutes. Since it's been changing, by the time you get back up there, that's about 5 minutes.
Hmm. Could be interesting. It's not where I wanted to be.
Well, I've got probably two more tutors to do, but I think we could film them both this week, and then I'll just edit one and edit one later.
You're just trying to torture me, aren't you?
No, this one is,
How to drive your husband crazy?
No. How do we know when a painting is done? So basically, we're supposed to look over our painting. If we're happy with it, there's no homework.
But
if there's anything we want to do to it, we need to go for it.
A work of art is never done. It is only abandoned.
Well, are we ready? The thing is, are we ready to move on? And I'm ready to move on, so I'm going to put a frame on the damn thing and get ready to sign it, I guess, next week.
There you go.
Because the parting shot in his lesson this week is something about finishing strokes or something like that, which seems to me makes me think of what's the very last thing you do to a painting when you're done, or any piece of art when you're done with it. You sign it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe.
So, what I have in mind, and I'm hoping this is it, because my little bag of tricks is just empty. We'll film the remainder and split it into two and hope.
Yeah.
And if any of you guys know L.A. at all, get in touch with me. I have some questions.
L.A.
I don't know if I'll go down. Probably not.
Los Angeles.
I've been through L.A. It's not a place I'd like to go again. Really.
Oh no, I'm being surrounded by bandits.
Bandits?
I'm in Antonica in that little ravine you go through and the bandits show up behind you. The highwaymen! They were highwaymen. Along the coast roads they did ride. Now they're all gonna die.
Chad, you're in L.A.?
Chad's not in L.A. Maybe she just knows L.A.
Well... Oh. I mean, basic questions.
No, maybe she does live in L.A. I don't know.
It's places to stay out of and stuff.
Oh, you're thinking about going to the thing?
Possibly. Yeah, she's.
I think you should.
I don't know. I'd have a problem getting around, you know?
I think you should go.
We'll see. I don't even know where it's going to be held yet. My guess is the last time they did something was during Comic-Con, and it was at the Gas Lamp Theater, which is, I guess, right across the street from where Comic-Con was taking place, but I don't even know where Comic-Con was down in L.A.
Hmm.
So...
I like that. Places to stay in L.A., pretty much all of it.
Nice.
Places to stay out of L.A., just about all of it. Yeah, I totally agree.
You know what? I think we're going to go ahead and call it unless you have something else you want to talk about. We'll just getting tired.
Comic-Con was in San Diego.
San Diego!
Then the Gaslamp Theater. Well, then why are they calling it L.A.? I don't know. I'll find out exactly where.
I know nothing. I used to know stuff.
Well, yeah, I know Sony's in San Diego.
San Diego, where the dragons come, beating down the plane.
Okay, what is Comic-Con is in San Diego is in the Gaslight District. So, we'll see. We'll wait and we'll see. I don't know.
Usually,
I mean, I'm tempted. I would just like to be a fly on the wall. I don't think I really want to be there. I don't know. So what else are we doing? What are your plans in game this week?
Oh God, I have no idea.
And one of Trish's alts hit 80. By the way.
Okay. Which one?
Let me scroll back. Maligin? MAEGIN.
Okay.
I believe.
Congratulations on level 80. Oh, maybe it's the right page here.
90, sorry.
90. There you are. There's your day.
Yep, see, I got correct. That's her name.
Megan.
I can't say it. What?
Looks like Megan to me.
That's what I would say, but you never know. She has quite a few alts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just one is never enough.
So, getting back to what are you going to be doing in game this week?
I have no idea.
Come on, you have to have something in mind.
Not really. Gonna try to finish my house up.
I like the your hot tub area. That was cool. I liked how you sank it down with the rocks. And
The house editing thing is a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong, the house editing tool isn't perfect, And you still pretty much got to know what you're doing, or you could just screw the whole thing up. But I like it. Certainly works for me.
She has 4 alts at level 9 and 9 more to go. Hmm. Oi. That's a lot of alts,
that's
done.
A lot of alts.
So, okay, if you want to wrap it up, that's fine.
Yeah, it's only 15 minutes early. I'm just running tired. Hopefully next week I'll have more energy. Get my CPAP back on Friday with any luck.
I hope.
I just got to tell from Neversee, who is a wonderful house designer. Says he snuck into the house the other day and stole some ideas.
So the only thing that's going on this week is the carnival, which is going to Nariac, and they'll be, what, starting tomorrow through the 7th?
Yep. Should be tomorrow for the week. I'll have to take a look and see if there's any new stuff. I think we'll invite Tim, Kitty, and Becky up this weekend. A little movie night. Now that we got Kick-Ass.
I'm being asked, what do I need to know about LA? I guess basically where I can probably stay when I find out where this Tudor thing's going to be held. If I should trust the taxis down there to get me from, like, the airport to the hotel, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I've driven in L.A., and I know what it's like, and it's like, stupid little things like that. When I find out where they're going to hold it, then I'll decide.
Yeah.
I'll start doing some research, and because I don't want to... I'll be flying into LAX. I know that if it's in the main part of L.A., if it's in, like, the San Diego area, then I'll probably come in, you know, one of the other airports down there, which is a lot better, and I'll feel better going in. LAX, I don't want to go into. And Chad's willing to take me. Well, I might take you up on that offer. I'll even buy your ticket to go. We can both hobble in.
Who's that now?
Chiarella.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, we'll see. We'll work it out. I mean, if you're willing to go with me, we'll go see what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know what it's about. It's going to be a showing of the tutors, all the students' work is going to be highlighted, and then there's probably going to be a shadow cast showing of Repo, the generic opera.
Genetic opera.
Genetic. I'll get it right. Which would be fun to see, because I've never seen the shadow cast done before.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, if you really love Repo, you haven't really seen Repo until you've gone to a shadow cast.
Well, it's just like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's your show.
Yeah, you don't go to see the movie.
Well, you know what's funny is that I have gotten so used to watching Repo as it is without a shadow cast, and I know that they've got a bunch of callbacks, just like they do in Rocky. And some of them are pretty raunchy. And I just can't imagine watching Repo with that going on, because really, I like the film the way it is.
Hmm.
You know? And when we go to Rocky and we do the callbacks, it's sort of, we're poking fun at the movie and the characters in it, especially Brad, Janet.
Yeah.
But of course, we love Rocky. So, I don't know, are they poking fun at the other characters in,
I don't know.
In Repo and.
Yeah, but the Rocky Horror Picture Show characters were just so easy to poke fun of.
I know. But I can't really poke fun at the ones in Repo, because I love them all. Really. I mean, I do. I like Rothy Largo, and I like his kids, and it, even though they're terrible. Wasn't it funny the first time we watched it? You know, we recognized all these actors. And I was, and then the person that played the grave robber, and I didn't know he had a name at that point the first time he watched it, but it was like, who is this person? He's almost better than the rest of the people in the movie. Why didn't they use him more?
Because he wrote the damn thing.
Because he wrote the damn thing. I didn't know that when I watched it. I thought it was some unknown person that they snagged for this, and it was like, oh my God, they're brilliant.
So he, you know? So he is the riffraff of Repo Man.
He is the riffraff of Repo Man. But, you know, we watched Cats not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I could still see a correlation between who's the main cat in Cats, the one that sort of leads it all.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't know. He sort of keeps the story going.
I don't know.
His movements and everything reminded me of the Grave Robber. And when we were watching the Grave Robber doing his thing, I kept thinking of another movie. I guess it was Cats.
Oh, I think
I watched it.
I think you were talking about Rum Tum Tigger.
Rum Tum Tigger?
Rum Tum Tigger is a curious cat.
Possibly. I'd have to go look at the pictures of the kitties again. But, don't poke the Repo Man. It's a thankless job. But who in the channel finally told us about watching that so long ago? Do you remember? Anybody remember?
I don't remember.
Somebody in the OGR channel said, you guys need to watch this movie. And I've always forgot who did that.
No idea.
So, you know, this Tudor's gallery type thing would be showing off the Tudor, of course, promoting his latest comic book, which is the Molting. It's he's going to be releasing issue 5 in October. It's supposedly a 12-issue comic book.
Hmm.
And this September is going to be, you know, the first anniversary of when he started this. So he's got, you know, a couple more years of work on this book.
Yeah.
On these books. On this comic. And eventually I'm hoping that he'll put them together in one table book or something. We'll see. So it's going to be a combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see. Quietly sneak in and sneak out is my theory.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, I think that's it. I'm just dead tired.
Okay.
Alright, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Justice Silverwing Show for the 31st of August, 2010. Remember, double experience weekend this weekend.
Get out and level.
The city festival should be in Neriac in a few hours. Of course, with our luck, it won't be till tomorrow morning. But,
10, 11, 12. 3 to 4 hours from now?
Yeah, but the last time I tried that, it didn't happen until 7 the next morning. So we'll see, but in any case, it's supposed to be in Neriac tomorrow, or for the next week, I should say. And I've got city tokens.
Oh, I've got them too, but I don't know what to spend them on, and if I spent them, where would I put them, because my house is full.
Yeah, pretty much, huh? So, I'll take a look tomorrow morning and see if there's anything new. If there is, I will update the gallery at kithacore.org. Kithacore.org, we have a gallery of the fair items. Yes, we do. We got items. How about you? No, sorry. Just to show you how tired I am right now.
Gelatinous cubes. Buy some. Eat some today.
Yes.
So, this show was brought to you by Gelatinous Cubes.
So, yeah, you go to kithacore.org, then you can scoot down. You can see a link there on the menu to the city fair. You can go to the city fair, and I have a little gallery set up there. General fair items, Freeport, Gorwin, Hollis, Kellethon, Neriac. So if there's anything new at the Neriac fair, I will update the gallery tomorrow. That's it.
Ooh.
For what?
Gelatinous cube shots. Yeah, I'm there. Okay.
All right, folks, that's it. Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
Well, that's it. You wasted another night tuned into the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheesehead Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio, IRC Chat, hosted by Global Gamers. The Jethel Silverwing Show is produced by a sack of walnuts, a package of expired Twinkies, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, some weird guy named Biff who wears a trench coat in a dark alley behind the school down the street, and a small rock. Make sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the U.K. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.